B'nai Yisrael. We start this week a new parasha, a new chumash. Ve'ele Shemois B'nai Yisrael. Let's look at the first Rashi. The first Rashi of this chumash sets the tone for the entire chumash. What does the first Rashi say? First Rashi asks the question: why is it necessary to enumerate the names of the Shvatim? Don't we already know this already a few times? We've heard.
We spoke about the names before.
The name is okay, but the names are listed in Chumash Bereishis so many times. Rashi, af al pi she minon, even though the Torah already listed, enumerated, defined the Shvatim by name, their essence, b'chayehem, in their lifetimes, back in Chumash Bereishis, chazar u'minoam b'misosam. The Torah felt it necessary to do it again. Let's do it again, even though they're no longer here, even though they have already passed to the next world, and we're going to count them, we're going to list them, we're going to talk about them. Why? What's the answer? What's the reason why we are repeating? Lehoidia chibosam, to reveal Hashem's love for them. And then he goes on to explain they're compared to the stars. Shenimshlu lakochavim, shemotziam umachnisam b'mispar uvishay moisam. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he takes the stars out, brings them in, and he calls every single star by a name. Shenemar hamotzi b'mispar tzivaam luchulam b'shem yikra. With regard to the stars, there are trillions beyond where a person can even fathom the number of stars. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he takes them in, takes them out, and counts every single star, and every single star has a name. All right, let's leave out the stars for the moment. Let's just first focus now on the beginning of the Rashi. The reason why the parasha, the Chumash Shemos, opens up with listing the names of the Shvatim, the Eile Shemos B'nei Yisrael, we have a few psukim, and we list them all over again, is to reveal, lehoidia, to make it known to us Hashem's love for the Shvatim. There is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Everyone knows this Mishnah. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'tzelem. Hashem has done something remarkable. He made a human being in His image. When Hashem created this world, it wasn't necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create human beings, for whatever reason Hashem had. Hashem had His reasons why He wanted to create this world, why He wanted to create human beings. Hashem is infinite. He could have made a human being look entirely different, something that we would have no recognition. Like animals. Many animals, we could recognize them. They look strange to us. We get used to it. Okay, we get used to it. But there are many different types of creatures in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created man, He did something very unique. The tzura, the image, the form of a human being, is a mirror, is a microcosm, to an nth degree, of the Ribono Shel Olam Himself. Every HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is not physical. Hashem is spiritual, of course. But the human being, in a physical form, is a dogma of the spiritual reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamsem for us to relate to. That wasn't necessary. That was not a requirement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have, if He so wished, created this world and achieved His desire, His mission in creating this world, which we have no understanding of, by creating human beings just different, just one big round blob of matter, or maybe straight, square, whatever it is. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of His way to create man in the image, in His image. Why? Because man is precious. In Hashem's eyes, a human being is chaviv. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. This mission, this purpose, is very, very important to Hashem. And that preciousness and that importance was expressed in creating man in that image of Himself. And then the Mishnah goes on to say something shocking. Chaviva Yisera Shenoidas Loi. Hashem built upon that love a double dosage. Okay, the whole is larger than the part. It's not just 1 plus 1 equals 2. Chaviva Yisera Shenoidas Loi Shenivra Bitzela. Hashem did something even more special. He let man know that, you know how precious you are? I want you to know that you're created in my image. The Noidas Loi, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to the second level and let man, it could have been a secret. It wasn't necessary for man to know that we created in his image. It could have been a well-kept secret. Hashem has his reason why he made the world, why he made man in his image, but that we have to also know this. I want you to know this. This also was not necessary, but I want it because I have for you a Chaviva Yisera. A Chaviva Yisera is, I want to let you know how important you are to me. What's the chilek between Chumash Bereshis and Chumash Shemos? So I know the Ramban, everyone will tell you, the Ramban says Chumash Bereshis is the Chumash of the Avos. Chumash Shemois is the Chumash of the Bonim. There are many Mahalcha, many different, I don't know the other, many different approaches. I want to tell you a new approach. Chumash Bereshis is Chaviv. Chumash Shemos is a Chaviva Yisera. Chaviva Yisera. And the opening line of any book, everyone always learns this principle. The first time something appears, the beginning of the Haskalah always sets the tone. The opening pasuk of Parashat Shemos is a repetition of the names of the Jewish people. Why? What is this? What's going on? Is it a telephone book here? You have to go list everything. What's going on over here? Rashi says, why? Lehoidia. Lehoidia chibasam. The goal here is to make it known. Okay. Want to say something?
Yeah. You know, whenever an author writes a book, he has a dedication page to
to those that he cherishes. Whatever. Right. So that's only in the beginning of the book.
Yeah.
Here, it's in the second book. It's in the second
new book.
New book, the second book. Chumash Shemos is the Chumash of the Chiba Yisera. The Chiba Yisera is Lechoidia. I want to make it known. The Chumash Bereishis is Chav Adam. Who is Chavit? Klal Yisrael. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Shiftei Kah. Hashem focused on that. Hashem gave them the Eretz Yisrael. Hashem protected them. Hashem guided them. Chav Adam. Klal Yisrael is Chavit. Now we come to Chumash Shemos. And now we megala the Chiba Yisera. Let me make it known to you how chaviv you are. Yeah.
We say you need to be chusanah be'artisali. That Hashem should have rachman upon us because you should understand and recognize that it's
from. We should know it. You should let it be known. Right, when you let something be known, that is a revelation of a Chiba Yisera. Chumash Shemos, we're now entering in time of the year. It's a good time of the year. Because now it's time of the year where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing Klal Yisrael a Chiba Yisera. The last 12 weeks was a time when we figured it out that Chav Adam, Klal Yisrael is special. He selected Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Vo'ekach es avichem, Avraham, Me'ever, Hanahar, and I selected them as my people, as a nation, v'chulu, v'chulu. But now we're coming to a very special time of the Chiba Yisera. Okay, that's one idea. Another idea. There's a fascinating Baal HaTurim here, which connects the previous parsha, the end of Chumash Bereshis, with the beginning of Chumash Shemos. I'll read you his words. I can't say better than him. And he says, it's in the middle. Let's read the whole words. Ve'ele Shemos b'nei Yisrael ha'bo'im, Rosh Eteva Shviya. Okay, that's not the point we want to focus on. Sha'af k'shoyi b'shviya. Sha'av shayu b'shviya. It is important. I'm sorry. The Rosh Etevos of the Eile of Shemos b'nei Yisrael shvi. And where's the hey? Haboim. Shemos shin beis b'nei Yisrael is yud. Haboim is hey shviya. A captive. A person who is a captive. The Jewish people were captives in Egypt. What does Shemoth have to do with the Rashi Tevos of these first words? What does it have to do? Shemoth Bnei Yisrael, Shaloi Shinu Esh Shemoisim. They didn't change their names. They had Jewish names in Egypt, even though everyone was already, they stood out. What do you have this name, Yankel? Who ever heard of the name Yankel in Egypt? Who ever heard of these funny names? Potiphar. Potiphar is a nice name. Who needs the name Yankel? Beryl, Shmeryl, whoever needs these names. Shebeshvil Shloish Dvarim Negalu Mimitraim Beshvil Shloishinu Eshmoisam V'chulu V'chulu. And then he says the part that we really want to focus on. The Gam Kain V'Ele. Why does Chumash Shemos begin with the letter Vav? Vav Moisif Al Inyan Rishon. The Vav is coming to connect. It's a connecting letter. What's the connection? The end of Chumash Bereishis, it says, Vayomos Yosef in Me'avo Eser Shonim Vayachantu Oisai Vayisem Bo'oron B'Mitzroyim. So Vayomos Yosef, then it says Ve'ele Shemos. So here's what he says. There's something that is unbelievably shocking. He says the first Balaturim, Shetziva Lohem Yosef on his deathbed, he gave them instructions. And he said, you'll tell me, I don't know the expression, do as I say, not as I do. Do as I say. He violated every single rule of parenting, every single rule of ethics. Every rule of ethics is blatant violation. Do as I say, not as I do. In Egypt, what's my real name? My real name is Yosef. What do they call me here in Egypt? Sofnas Paneach. I changed my name. I went to the government office. I filled out the forms. I paid a lot of money. And I waited a couple of months for the bureaucracy to get their act together. And they sent me in the papers in the mail. And I had to go back and make corrections. But the bottom line is, I had a Shiri Hashem. On my tax return, it says Sofnas Paneach.
Paro gave him that name.
That's right. He gave him that name, and he accepted it. Because so that's what I did. But I want to tell you guys, I'm dying. Don't be like me. Don't change your name. Don't do as I say, not as I do. Now, you have to understand, he's saying to them, according, we have to understand this. I'm making this assumption. If not, is I made a big mistake. He's confessing. What does a person do on his deathbed? You say vidui. Right? Say vidui shrimirav. And you can say whatever you want to say. I made a mistake. You know what my mistake in life is? I changed my name. Vayomos Yosef ben Me'avo Eser Shonim. According to the Balaturim, when he lied down to die, he told them, I made a mistake. I made a mistake and I changed my name to Tzofnas Paneach. You don't make that mistake. Ve'ele Shemois B'nei Yisrael. Preserve your names. Haboy Mitzrayim, make sure your name is going to be Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yamin. Don't you dare change your name. Let me read the words inside. Vayomos Yosef, Ve'ele Shemos, Shetziva Lohem, Shelo Yishanu Shemoisam. Ve'omar Lohem, Afal Pi Sheshinu Shemoi. Even though that Yosef changed his name, which means obviously, even though we know that Paro changed his name, but he accepted it. Tzofnas Paneach. Atem. Al Tishanu Shemoisechem. Don't you dare. So this is the Senichus HaPsukim according to the balance. What is the message? What is the message? So you can say whatever you want to say, but let's try to analyze this just a little bit. It's not a complete vart, but maybe you will have the insight to understand it better than I can, to understand this balatunim better than I understand it. What does Sofas Paneach mean? To uncover the hidden.
Right.
It's here. Just buried in the sand. We got a lot of good stuff here. Just find it. Go down deep, you'll find the treasure. It's here somewhere. There's a treasure. You don't have to go outside this room. You got it all right here. What did his mother and father name Yosef? They named him Yosef. What does Yosef mean? More. Yosef li bein acher. Rachel said, I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied with what I got. I want more. Yosef, I'm suggesting here together with you, is Paro met this person? Who are you? You know how to interpret dreams. Amazing, unbelievable. No one knows in Chacham v'Novon Kamocha. Nimtza Kozeh, Ish Novon v'Chacham, he gave him the highest praise. He gave him all the awards, all the state honors were bestowed upon Yosef. Yosef, what's your name? What's your name, sir? Yosef. What does that mean? It means more. More. It means, that's what it means. It means more. Conquest. Go out and conquer. Paro said, no. I don't want you to become greater than you already are, because you're a threat to me. I don't want more. I don't want you, you brilliant person, Novon v'Chacham Kamocha. You want more? You want to expand your scope, your boundaries? I'm the Melech. I am Paro. You'll be the Mishneh LeMelech, but not Paro. Don't have aspirations to take over my position. Don't think here in this society there is social mobility. There is a next rung in government. No. Your name is not Yosef. Your name is Sofnas Paneach. Be happy with what you have and just uncover and reveal and maximize your limitations. If you're going to add more, you're going to become Paro. I'm Paro. I need Paro. You are Yosef. You are the Mishneh. In your office of Mishneh LeMelech, uncover, reveal all of the potential that position, that station can achieve. But nothing more. Nothing more. I don't want you to be Yosef. I don't want you to live out your full potential. I want you to be limited. I want you to achieve, you know, you have a job, maximize it. Uncover all the details, the nuances of all the secrets of what you can do. Like, you know, they have smartphones. But the average person has no clue how powerful that device is. This device, you know, every device is called, they're rooted. You can't even begin to imagine the power of the average of an average smartphone. You can't even begin to imagine how much computing power is here, and a lot of the computing power is muzzled for different reasons. Because if you take it to its nth degree, you can burn it out very quickly. The average person doesn't know how to delicately maximize the computing power, so they muzzle it. And if you unmuzzle, what's called to root it, if you don't know what you're doing and you start doing some powerful stuff, you'll overheat it and it'll be permanently destroyed. So they lock it down. They mamish. It's like they say the brain. I don't know. I don't know if it's true. I don't know. You have to talk to the doctors. That what percentage of the brain does the average person use? No one really knows. But they say it's a fraction of what a brain is really capable of doing. Yosef, you have a job. Maximize your potential. But I'm not giving you a new model. I'm not giving you an upgrade to a new and better phone. Maximize the most of what you can do with what you got. You're not getting the next, the newest, the shiniest, new. It's it. This is a ghost. Yosef said to his brothers, that lesson I spent my whole life. I was limited in maximizing, in expanding my reach. Because here, Paro, my circumstances were such of being a tsofnas panech, uncover the hidden in your own level. Paro said, Ani Paro, not you. But you, my brother, you, my brothers, and your children. Don't be like me. Go for the jugular. Go for it all. Whatever your potential is, maximize your full potential. Don't limit your potential. Be better than me. He's not telling them, do as I say. Do, you know, he's not saying, you know, the rules are for you and not for me. He's saying it's a chaval. It's a deathbed confession. Don't limit yourself in this world, in Egypt, just because you're in Egypt. And that's really what Shemos is all about. Shemos is all about Klal Yisrael achieving the impossible. Chumash Bereishis is where the Avos, to a degree, you have to be very careful how to say this because this could be incorrect, to a degree accomplished the most amazing things within their boundaries, within their limits. Hashem, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the Shvatim, they became Klal Yisrael. But that was it. They did not break out of their shell to conquer the world with a recognition that there's a creator and what the purpose of this world is all about, to bring the Melech HaMashiach, to bring the Tikkun Olam. The whole Chumash Bereishis is a Chumash of Tzofnas Paneach. A revelation of a world that's barren, a barren, empty world of pagans, idolaters, and along come the Avos and the Shvatim, and they uncover a secret. Wow. Yesh Baal Labira. There's someone who actually owns this property. We're a bunch of squatters. There's an owner. There's a creator. There's a God. They uncovered the secret of this world. They were in the geder of being Tzofnas Paneach. The end of Chumash Bereishis is that Tekufa is over. Now the time has come to be what I wasn't, to be the Yosef, for you to live out your full potential. Your name is Reuven, whatever that name means, whatever that is. Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Binyamin, God, Asher, Dan, Naphtali. Live it out. Don't allow yourself to fall into the trap of just being to change your name, meaning a name is your mission. The name is your mission. A name says it all, it's your mission. Don't allow yourself, shortchange yourself. This is what your parents wanted for you. This is your full name. You're gonna change the name. You're gonna limit yourself. Like me, my name was Yosef, to go out and conquer the world more and more and more and more. No, don't go further, don't add. Just stay where you are and be happy. Uncover all of the treasures of where you are, but don't expand to a new dimensions. Now is Chumash Shemos. Chumash Shemos, the limit, there are no limits. There are no limits. Don't change your name. What your mission is, go for it. Go for it to the full degree. I'll bring you a proof to this. I mean, it's not a proof, it's just a sequel to this idea. Is in the beginning of the parasha, it says that when the Egyptians began to harass and torture and enslave the Jewish people, they needed a project to keep them busy. And so what did? They took Pisim and Ramses. They said, build Pisim and Ramses. Why did they tell them to build Pisim and Ramses? So the Rashi's, everything is always in Rashi. Rashi says that Pisim and Ramses, it was not fit. It was not, they made it, the Targum says they made it into storage houses, into Fort Knox. They made it into a fortress. What is a fortress? A base oitzer? Impregnable. It's solid. No one can get in there. It's chazok. This land where they built Pisim and Ramses, Rashi says, was not fitting. It was not, let me read the Rashi, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Words of Rashi are Kitar Gumoy. It means it was a place of storage, Gizba Hamamuna al Ha'itrois, Es Pisim Vies Ramses, Shelo Hoyu Ruuyois Mitchila Lekach. It was not Roy, it was not fitting. It was not a place that was Roy Mitchil Lekach, Va'asoum Chazokois Uvitsurois Lo'itzer. The Jewish people made it powerful, strong, and fortified for safekeeping. Sometimes you don't know who you really are. You have to, even your enemies reveal to you who you really are, your koiches. The Egyptians knew that the Jewish people can do the impossible. this place, there's no way in the world this land, this swampy land, can be a fortress, this quicksand, whatever it is, can be. The Goyim! Maybe they did. They did the environmental impact study, and it was clear as day that the place is not fit for anything. And along comes our enemies. If there's anyone that can do the impossible, it's the Jews. It's not royal lekach. It's not royal lekach. Quit. The science says it doesn't work. It's impossible. It can't be done. It's impossible. And the Goyim say, if someone can do it, who can do it? The Jews can do it. And therefore, that's going to be your project. Our enemies know our power more than we know our power. And that, in essence, is the entire message of the Baal HaTurim. Yosef said, I was shortchanged. My name was Yosef. To go on to new horizons, new dimensions. Paro limited me. He changed my name. You're not going to go anywhere else. You're going to stay where you are and just work with what you have. I'm telling you, my brothers and my nephews and my children, Chumash Shemos is where you're going to do what the Egyptians know you can do. You're going to do the impossible. You're going to maximize your potential even more than your potential. Okay, let's go to another idea.
I learned basically the assumption is that was part of Shiva's Mitzrayim, because you're going to build and you're not going to collapse.
Okay, that's another approach. I'm very familiar. I'm very familiar with that. I want to tell you something different.
That's how you know it's a government project.
Government project, exactly. Waste of money. $100 billion. $100 billion were stolen from the government by the common man in the last 2 years in COVID. Will you believe that? $100 billion. You know how much money that is? $100 billion went to waste. They gave out money for all every institution, you know, to use the money for COVID, to safety, whatever. All gone. Where'd it go? Where'd all that money go? Into people's pockets. It wasn't spent for what it was meant for. That's a lot of money. You tell me $1 billion, okay, $2 billion, $100 billion? There's no accountability.
That's the real
swamp. Exactly. There's no accountability. That's unexcusable. $100 billion, there's no accountability for that. That $100 billion just go to waste? Where's the accountability? The money's not traceable? Of course it's traceable. That speaks volumes of where we're holding.
That's. Do you have any idea where it went?
Where are the people's pockets? What are you talking about? No, where'd it go?
Went to gangs, figured out how to do fraud,
beat the system,
and filled out the paperwork online because nothing is in person because of COVID, and even from foreign countries like Mexico, Europe, Africa, these people filled in all these or had people to represent them and.
It's very sad. It's very, very sad. Okay, let's now discuss another idea. Now, here's an idea. This is something I want to ask you guys. I want to ask you logic. Look at this pasuk. The introduction over here is, a new king comes to power, Asher lo yada es Yosef. He made believe he didn't know Yosef. In other words, I mean, I don't know how you want to say. You want to say he's an anti-Semite? What do you want to say? He obviously doesn't like the Jews. Yosef, the Egyptian society only existed because of Yosef HaTzadik, what Yosef HaTzadik did for them. So they erased him from history. They removed him. Obviously, doesn't tell us exactly what this is all about. Obviously, they had an issue. They had some hatred. They had some problem with Yosef. Okay, now it comes to the Jews. They don't like the Jews. Halacha biyadua Esav soyne Yaakov. Why? Whatever the reason is. Vayoymer el amoy. Hine, behold, am b'nei Yisrael rav v'otzom imenu. The Jewish people, they are more numerous and more powerful than us. We got a problem. So what are we going to do? Hova. Okay. You know, it's all a matter of interpretation. Okay, let's see what it is. Now here are the keywords. Hova nischak molo. Let us now bring in our wisest men. Chochma, wisdom. Bring in the best we got. Let's bring in from MIT, from Harvard, from Yale, the Ivy League colleges, let's bring in from the graduate schools, the wisest that Egypt can produce to figure out what to do about the Jewish problem. Okay? Chochmah. Strategize. Wait, let me say, let us strategize. Hava, I'm not making up these words, Hava, come, Nischak Malot, it's a very important word. Let's deal with the Jews with wisdom. Wisdom. What's the problem? Now, here's the wisdom. Now they present you with all the Kulanu Chachamim, Kulanu Nevayim, all of the Chacham, what their plan was. Now listen to the plan. Pen Yerbe, it might be, pen. Pen means we hope not. We hope this will not happen, that Yerbe they will multiply even more. We hope not. The Hoya, but one thing that we do know that will happen, the Hoya it will be, Ki Sikrena Milchama, the day will come when there will be a war. Who will go to war against us? Another country. Ammon, Moab, Canaan, you name it. There's no shortage of people out there in the world that like to fight, like a good fight. So they'll call us to war, our enemies. Our enemies will call us to war. Ki Sigrena Milchama. And you know what's going to happen then? V'noisav gamhu al so ne'enu. The Jewish people, who are rav v'yotsu mimenu, they're going to join the opposition. A fifth column. There is an enemy from without, and the Jewish people are going to align themselves with the enemy from without and fight and fight against us from within. So we'll have an enemy on the outside, enemy on the inside, v'noisaf gam hu al soyne'enu, on our enemies. V'nilcham banu, they'll fight against us in the earth, so we'll be fighting internally and externally. V'yallah min aretz. And then we, the Egyptians, we're going to have to leave the land. Therefore, what's the solution? Is the elimination of the Jewish people. We're going to commit genocide. Now think about this. This is the groysa chochma of Egypt. Groysa, this is what the best of the best came up with. I have a much better solution to your problem. Much better solution. Why don't you just make peace with your enemies? Instead, first of all, whoever said this, that the Jewish people, they're going to become our enemy? Where's the science? The Jews, you know, in America, are Jews going to overthrow America? The Jews, they love America. They love it here. They love everything America stands for. What? Okay, look. They love America. What could be bad? They love it. They're your biggest allies, your biggest supporters. Oh no, Pen Yerbe, population is getting too big. You know, the people, they fill out the forms, the statistics are too big. They're only 1% of the population. How many people, Jews, are there in another country? Whatever the numbers are, not available. Pen Yerbe. And then, you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a war. Who says there's going to be a war? Who says? Ki Sikrena Milchama. What are you talking about? What war? Who are your imaginary enemies that are going to war against you? Egypt, this time of history, world history, was the world power. They dominated the world. The whole world came to them. The whole world, just as by Yosef. Yosef, they purchased the entire world. People didn't have what to eat, so they came. And it says in the Pasuk, they cleaned out the wealth of the entire world resided in Egypt. There's not going to be a war for at least a few hundred years. Way beyond your digus. You're not going to be around in a few hundred years to worry what's going to be in this world. But for the next few hundred years, Alderech HaTeva, these weren't believers in any Hashkacha. Alderech HaTeva, you dominate. There is no war. And if there's going to be a war, they're going to love. What are you talking about? The Jews love the country. They built, they're here. They're also, what are their numbers? There are a few people. How many people did they start over here? There was 17 souls. They grew a little bit more. And this is the Kuroi Sukhachma. Hava Nischachmala. I have a story. I'll tell you what. Why don't you talk to the Jews and guarantee loyalty? Why don't you spend some money creating goodwill between the Jews and the country, that the Jews should be loyal to the country, and if you see a potential threat, an enemy, make peace with the enemy. And that way, you won't have to fight with anyone without, and the Jews are not going to, they'll be your staunchest supporters, your allies, and you don't have to torture anyone. You don't have to commit genocide. What kind of chochmah is this? Maybe the Jews will become numerous. Maybe. Pen yirbe. And maybe the Jews are going to be disgruntled. Really? And maybe there's going to be a war, which is totally irrational. And then maybe, who says the Jews will even align with the enemy? The Jews will align with the enemy. And then we're going to have to leave. Who's the other? Maybe you'll win the war also. You have more tanks, you have more missiles, you have more nukes. Maybe you'll win the war. Maybe. It doesn't add up. It doesn't. This is stupidity beyond belief. Total stupidity. Hava nischakma. This is the best that our geniuses in the country have to offer. This is chokhma. Tell me, this is chokhma? This is shtus v'heva. And this is your plan? Your plan is to kill everyone. That's the plan. The solution to all your problems is to kill everyone. This doesn't make one bit of sense. Now, we're brainwashed. We read this. We're like robots. We read this. Yeah. Read the words. It doesn't make one bit of sense. What's the pshat? How could they present such a stupidity? You know what the answer is? You have an agenda. You have an agenda. When you have an agenda, then all the chokhmah, all the king's men, all the king's horses can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. When you have an agenda, your agenda is halacha biyadua Esav soinei Yaakov. They hate us. Why they hate us? That's a different story. Maybe we're to blame. That's a different story. They hate us. They really hate us. You have an agenda. Oh, you have an agenda. So now we're going to be hava nischak molav. This is the science. This is the wisdom of the world to create a convoluted, crazy mahalech to achieve the real problem. This is the problem. This is our scientist. This is the chokhmah. And if we have to kill everyone, out of your mind? When you have an agenda, the chokhmah becomes a weapon of mass destruction. That's what you learn from this pasuk, because I challenge anyone to explain to me this nonsense here. Hava nischak pen yirbe v'hoya ki segrenim ulchama. Yeah, who's going to war against you? Who? Who's going to war against you for the next 500 years with all the money that you have in your possession? Because they have an agenda. That you play with the mind. The mind is a very delicate tool. It's a very delicate. It's subject to corruption. When you take a bribe, when you have an agenda, then all of a sudden you manipulate the data. You manipulate everything with the world of reality.
But you have an agenda, the shtus becomes a chokhmah.
Exactly, that's exactly what it says. Eat up all the pen yerbe, voyak yisrael milchama, v'noisav gam hu'al soneinu, v'nilcham banu, v'olam. There are five pieces of information I came up with over here. Each one of these five things is ridiculous in its own right, and to say they're going to converge to create a reality is beyond belief. Stupidity. And this is the chachma, hava nischak mola. I don't want to get into modern day politics.
An irrational goal.
Exactly. I don't want to get into, this is something that is a mitzias in the world. Is that when you have an agenda, vayoka melech chodosh al mitzrayim, what is the agenda? The agenda is asher lo yoda es yosef. That's the agenda. These are Yosef's people. I don't want to know from them. Asher lo yoda. I don't want to know from these people. I got to get rid of these people. How we get rid of these people? I just can't wipe them out. We got to have a science. We have to have a discipline, chokhmah, of the Jewish problem. And why is there a problem? Because there are five pieces of the pie. Because the pen yerbe, number two, v'hoya ki segrenim milchama, there's going to be a war, really. V'noisav, and then number three, v'noisav gam hu'al, and they're going to join the enemy. Really? The Jews are going to join the enemy? How many Jews fought for Germany in World War I? Okay, how many Jews? Really? They're going to fight against us? Really? And then, v'nilcham banu, They're going to align themselves with the enemy, really, and then they're going to also raise up weapons, v'nilcham banu, and we're going to lose also. V'nilcham banu, it's defeat. We're right away defeat. Really? You're so proud and strong, you have the best military.
World War II, England was hesitating to accept Jewish people there during the war because
okay,
they were
Germans.
Okay. They thought they were Germans.
Exactly, it proves the point. That proves the point. So, at least five different elements. Each one of these elements is literally false or a hypothesis that there's absolutely no proof to. And then to put them all together to converge, the chances is greater than the Big Bang. What? And this is Chochmah. Chochmah, Chochmah, Chochmah. This is Chochmah. Don't challenge the science. You know why? Because we have an agenda. The agenda asher lo yoda esir. Okay, our boy side. Let's go further. Shifra and Pua. Okay, Shifra and Pua. Okay, our boy side, please. Okay. I want to ask you a question. Shifra, what? Why was she called Shifra? Okay, our boy side, please.
She had to pain the children.
Mishaperes es havlat. She made the child look beautiful. Why was Miriam called Pua? Poo-poo. She produced sounds. She should get a commission from Fisher-Price. All the sounds that all the toys make to keep the children quiet. Poo-poo. Pua, she made sounds. So let's look. So what was Schiffer? Schiffer's expertise was in to make the eye. The mare of the eye. When you look at the child, what a beautiful child. Clean, fresh, dressed in beautiful designer clothing that you only can find in Flappish and Bar Park and Lakewood and Muncie. Beautiful clothing. You look like a king. What did Pua do? The Koyach HaDibur. She specialized in producing sounds that knew how to pacify the child.
Speech therapist.
Okay. What happened then? What happened? Vayete velokim lamayaldois. Vayidev omoid. Rashi says that Shifra and Pua were moise nefesh. They defied a direct order from the Melech Mitzrayim. It's treason. They could have been killed for what they did. They defied and they were moise nefesh and Hashem rewarded them. What was the reward? From Yocheved and from Miriam came the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, who came from Yocheved? From Yocheved came the Kohanim and the Levim. Who came from Miriam? Malchus. Malchus came from Miriam. Malchus, all the different kings, Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda. She married into Shevet Yehuda, and from Yehuda came all the kings of Klal Yisrael. Now let me ask you a question. Malchus in Tanakh, when we describe Malchus, do we describe Malchus with beauty, do we focus on the eyes or the ears? The eyes. Melech biyofioi. Sechezeno einecha. A melech has an obligation to get a haircut every single day. The Kohen Gadol only has to get a haircut once a month. Kohen Gadol only once a month. The melech must get a haircut every single day. Melech biyofioi. Sechezeno. You look at the melech, yofi. The eyes, appealing to the eyes. The Kohanim and the Levim, what do? Meir is a Levi. Meir is a singer, like Mordechai ben David. The Levim, they sing on the Duchan. What do the Kohanim do? In Doime Rabcha Lemalach Hashem Tzivakos, Yivakshu Toiro Mipihu, from the Peh. The Kohanim were the teachers. Yivakshu Toiro Mipihu, the Peh. The Kohanim and the Levim, they specialize in Pua, in the Koyach HaDibur. The Malchus specializes in Shifra, Mishaferes Es Havlad, beautification, what's appealing to the eyes. So if you were writing this Chumash, and you would say, Vayetev Elokim Lamayaldos, Vayidev Ha'om Me'oid, Vayaslohem Botim, Bote Kuhunu Luvir Bote Malchus, who would you match up? You would switch it around. You would say that from Shifra came Malchus, what's beautiful to the eyes. And from Pua, who possessed the Koich HaDibur to pacify the children, merited that their peh, their progeny, the peh of their progeny should be instrumental in giving over Torah, singing Shirois V'Sishpachos. And yet, it's just the opposite. Haloidover. Just the opposite. My high. How do you answer this question? I don't know. I really don't know. The question is better than any answer I can tell you, but you have to obviously work hard on this. And you have to say one of two things is we don't, maybe not, either you could say is, you know, versus an easier answer is, we always think in terms of nida keneged nida. And you have to ask yourself, what are the rules of nida keneged nida? We know that when it comes to being punished, ki vadovar asher zodu aleihem. This is a wild idea what I'm telling you now. A wild idea. The principle of mida keneged mida, what I'm telling you is true, it's probably not, but think about it. Maybe there is a kernel of truth in this wild idea. When we talk about, we live with the principle of mida keneged mida. I did an avera, I'm going to be punished in the same way. Person who can reflect, something happens to him 50 years later, I know, because I did this to someone else. Okay, there's such a principle. We can't really, we're not really licensed to do something like this today. Today we live in a world of hester upon him. So you can't really go say chas hashom and then, you know, you did this, you're going to get, what goes around comes around. That's Hashem's business. But we do know that in the world of hashkafa, there's something called nida keneged nida. You do an avera, person does an avera, it's going to come to haunt you. That very avera is going to come to haunt you. I want to ask you a question. When it comes to doing chesed, is nida keneged nida also work the same way? So I always thought, yeah, if you do a chesed, you basically do it to someone else, you're doing a chesed for yourself. What you do to someone else will come back, and it will be done to you. Really? Prove it. Prove it. Maybe when you deal with mida keneged mida for good, just the opposite. The mida keneged, you already have that. A person has a graciousness in doing something. I got that already. A zehu mechubad, hamechabed. If I give you kavod, mida keneged mida. Mida keneged mida. I gave you kavod. So now in 20 years, I deserve that someone should give me kavod. You don't need kavod. You already got your kavod. Ezehu mechubad hamechabed. The fact that you had the nobility to give someone kavod, you're a mechubad. You know what the reward is? What you don't have. When it comes to chesed, when it comes to good, when you give, Hashem rewards. Hashem does not deny any living creature reward. So people think, yeah, they say, well, when I do an Avera, the Gemara is a Mishnah. You see a skull floating in the ocean. Why is there a skull floating in the ocean? Because you, that skull, you went and you killed someone else. You went, took a person, you murdered him, and you threw him into the ocean. Mida keneged mida, you're now floating in the ocean. And guess what? The guy, the fellow who killed you, he'll one day be floating in the ocean. Beferish Gemara, ki vadavar asher zodu aleihem, Yisro said, now I'm becoming religious. I understand Hashem's ways. What happened? The Egyptians wanted to destroy the Jewish people by water, by throwing kol habein ha'ilo ayot ha'shlichu, mida keneged mida. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them and threw them into the water. What about when it comes to doing kindness, not causing another person harm? You do chesed. If you own a dealership, you have every, and you give someone a car, I have every car. I have all the cars to myself. I don't need cars. So what does Hashem give you as a reward? A motorcycle. Hashem gives you a yacht. Hashem gives you what you don't have. What you're lacking. What you're lacking. Shifra had the midah of beautification. Someone who beautifies someone else is beautiful. Ezehu mechubad hamechabed. It's like that in every type of discipline. You have the real deal. So when Hashem wants to reward you, what could you give a person that has everything? Well, they don't have. Well, they really don't have. It's precise. Yocheved had a midah of mishaferes esavlad, beautification. So what did Hashem give her? What she doesn't have. She gave her the koyach of dibur. Listen, the kohanim, they wear the big day kohuna. They also wear lichavoidu lisifares. Anyway, they wear beautiful clothing. What was the additional thing that they got? It says by the Kohanim this passage. By the Kohanim. Yivakshu toira mipihu. I'll give you another bonus. The Levian, Shira. Miriam, she already had the Koyach HaDibur. So what did Hashem? I'll give you now. Melech biyofyoi sechazena inech. I'll give you what you don't have. Trying to suggest that this principle of mida k'neged mida is only by ra. Kiva davar asher zodu. But when it comes to the mida k'neged mida by brocha, pumfaket. Hashem gives you what you don't have. Because what you have, what you've given, you have. That shows you have it. Memela, it's by you. It's what you don't have that Hashem is mashlim. Let me just show you one more vart before we're out of time. One more vart. There are a lot of things I want to share, but unfortunately we don't have time. I want to do one more vart that it's a shtickle political, but not in this generation. I think you look at Nixon as an example of this. Not really. Maybe yeah. I just think there's a lot of truth to this. Vigilantism. Does the Torah ever condone vigilantism? Extra legal measures. We live in a country, now obviously today, now as a disclaimer, don't think for one second I am promoting vigilantism. Chas v'shalom, red, bold on the line. I'm talking a theoretical principle. We have, it's like, you know, it's like the word of Kanoyim Poigimboy, Pinchas. He picks up a sword, he kills. Is there such a thing?
What about Shechem?
Shechem, they got Musa. Who says that was right? Yaakov.
Yes,
okay. All right, that Shechem I think is different. Shechem is hachazoyin, yasach, hosein. Okay, I want to talk about in legal matters, in regular legal matters. I find here something, I think this to me is interesting. I don't know if you would agree with this deek in the pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out one day, vayhi bayam mochem, vayidal Moshe, vayitzel lochav, vayar besivlois, vayar ish mitzri makeh, ish evri meyachav. He sees a person, hitting someone. Rashi very quickly says that what happened over here, there was a person, a woman, by the name of Shalomis Bastiv, a fine Jewish woman, of a noble family, a choshev woman. She was obviously very attractive. And it was an Egyptian, and he liked her. He really liked her. He wanted to be with her. So in the dark of night, what did he do? Comes in, inspector. There's an emergency. Can you please come outside? The husband, can you, an emergency, we need you. He knocks on the door and he makes up some billboard. He tells the husband, we need you, get out of here. Go down to the factory. Go down. There's some emergency. They need you in the middle of the night. Go. He goes. His wife is all alone. He now makes believe that he's her husband. The Mitzri disguises himself as this man's husband. He goes in darkness, and he lives with her. And she didn't even know. She thought it was her husband. The next, something went wrong. It doesn't say what happened. Maybe he had cameras. They had electronic cameras. And the next day, the husband realized what happened. And he confronted him. I know what you did. And this person who tried to commit a commit the perfect crime. This is like some spy story, spy novel. The perfect crime got caught. So now what did he do? The cover up. Ooh, the cover up began. The cover up. So what did he do? He beat him up. He beat him up, he harassed him, he threatened him, and he did a lot of nasty things to cover up the crime. But it says in Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu comes the next day, Vayif, and he turns Choy V'Choy. And to make a long story short, Rashi says, what is Choy V'Choy? Rashi says, why Choy V'Choy? Here and there. Rashi says, Moshe saw what he did. He learned what he did in the middle of the night, the perfect, what he thought was the perfect crime. V'Choy! And he saw how now when he got caught, he attempted to cover up the crime by beating up this person, threatening him, harassing him, and beating him up. You better be quiet, don't tell anyone, I don't want to get into trouble. And Moshe says, I cannot sit down and do nothing about this. Moshe, vayar ish, mitri maki ish yisimiyachav, v'even choy v'choy, vayar kiyen ish. He's going to get away with it, the cover up. Vayaches ha-mitri, he killed the mitri. What is Moshe Rabbeinu getting involved here? Mind your own business. You're crying when new ma'isim b'chol yom. Crimes are committed every single second. What are you coming, getting involved, entering into a dangerous arena of taking the law into your own hands in a very dangerous society, and you're part of a minority group in this country. They don't like you here. You're involved in all of these. What are you doing? What are you taking the law into your own hands? What's going on over here? The answer is, when you see a person commit a crime and gets caught, and now he begins to engage in a cover-up, this is a human insight, psychology. There's nothing a person will stop at. Once he has revealed that he will cover up the crime, there is nothing that will hold him back from doing anything in his power to cover up the crime. He'll kill him. When a person gets caught, so he can confess the crime, or he can just, you know, look the other way. Once he goes down, decides to go down the path, I made a mistake, and you're going to cover it up. You know, they say, you know, the best thing is not to lie, because you don't have a good memory. Person who's a liar has a very good memory, because every time you say something, you have to keep cheshbon. Keep cheshbon of all the other lies that you said. You shouldn't get contradicted. You got to keep cheshbon. If you're honest, you know, then the life is very simple.
You don't got to.
You see this in politics. When people get caught with a crime and they begin to use their power to cover up the crime, and they go down a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, they end up in a place they never in their wildest dreams imagined they would go. Once you get involved in a cover-up, nothing will stop. You'll commit murder. You'll commit murder to silence the people that are in your way. If you're not going to confess. When Moshe saw Vayif and Ko, if you would have just seen Vayif and Ko, it's none of my business. It's none of my business. He did a crime. He got away with the crime. Ma'asim, people do crimes every day and they get away with it. None of my V'choy? He doesn't want to confess. And he has begun a process of harassing this person, beating him, because he was beating him and harassing him just to be quiet, not to reveal. He'll kill him. He'll kill him. When a person goes down this track and Vayar Ke'enish, the law, the mishpat in the country doesn't care. Then, I'm not chas shalom promoting anything today, then it demands extra legal measures because there's no stopping a person at this massive. It's, I think, an insight into the danger of people who go down a path of denial and implement, you know, they not just the denial, one thing denial is not, but once they already begin to engage in activity, in illegal activity to cover up crimes, that's a very dangerous person. Okay, everybody, so I thank you for coming. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
And also of Leo Bishkosny.
from Kfar Hasidim.
That's right, you stay where you are.